Today, rodeos in the Northwest are as imperative for career athletes as they were before the National Finals Rodeo formed. Ellensburg, Walla Walla, and Pendleton rodeos, to name a few, were important in the early 20th century because each had a reputation for consistent prize money and as a rodeo that wasn't plagued with fraud, both necessary to ensure a livelihood for career athletes. Some of those athletes were women. The women athletes of early rodeo provide a broader understanding of women's roles in rural history. Several top cowgirls like Fanny Sperry Steele, Mabel Strickland, and the Greenall sisters were born and raised on ranches across the Northwest. By studying them, we have learned that women gentled and trained horses, moved cattle, and managed ranch duties. Working on secluded ranches, cowgirls redefined femininity, incorporating practical clothing to accommodate the work they did, which was traditionally masculine and considered unladylike. They combined split skirts with decorative sashes and lacy blouses with large silk bows and wide-brim hats. They became quite skilled at masculine work, yet created their own feminine style. Social expectations for women's behavior in rural areas compared to urban women reveals that in some ways a separate set of standards existed. Unlike the women in Western dime novels or Hollywood Westerns, women ranchers and rodeo athletes were as competent as the cowboys. For example, the Greenall sisters, Alice and Margie, from a ranch near Red Lodge, Montana, worked like their brothers. The girls learned to rope and ride as children and contributed to the family income by working on and off the ranch. Once when a neighbor approached the Greenall ranch to find seasonal help, the boys had already been hired out. So Alice's father agreed to let her work driving a team of plow horses for the season and reportedly saying Alice was as good a worker as any man. The Greenalls entered the historical record as rodeo cowgirls, but their backstory provides information about how ranching women across the western United States were equally competent working alongside men. When looking for continuity within regional areas like the Northwest, we learn more about women's history and the contributions they had in society. And there's much more to discover about how women in rural areas affected national conversations and affected change to women's lives.